start with, why don't you maybe tell us a little about your backstory, how you came to be in Alaska and in the Kenai Soldotna area?
Oh, well, I guess I've been here for about 25, 26 years. Grew up in Minneapolis and got married, moved to northern Wisconsin, and I guess that wasn't far enough away. So we sold our house, bought a travel trailer, and brought up three kids and three cats and a dog.
Ooh, and, fun.
Built, yeah, and, you know, kind of lived on the road for the summer and then built our house in Sterling.
Excellent. So other than it being far, far away from where you grew up, what was the appeal of Alaska or the Kenai Peninsula?
Adventure, I guess. You know, I wanted my kids to not grow up in Minneapolis. And so we had kind of planned on coming up for a couple of years just to check things out. And, you know, like everybody else, we just never went back.
Yep, that is a common I came to Alaska story for the summer and then just never left. Okay, and then how about your development as an artist? Is that something you started doing as a kid? Did you take classes along the way? What got you going down that path?
I guess as a kid, you know, I was just naturally an artist and drew everything and spent a lot of years, you know, writing music and that kind of deal. And after raising, you know, or while raising three kids, I, you know, got away from my own stuff. And now kids are grown and living well. And I mean, I've just always loved it. So my most exciting thing was getting into alcohol ink, and because it's so uncontrollable, and learning how to manipulate it and, you know, make things look like watercolor and get detail. I just love color and love the outside, and I just always have the need to capture it one way or another.
Nice. So it sounds like you didn't start out in alcohol ink, which sounds like that's kind of what you're focusing on these days. So did you start with drawing in art class in high school and go through all the steps from there? Or okay.
Yeah, and in high school I did some, you know, silk painting and stuff, which was kind of flows like watercolor. And mostly I love to, like, pen and ink, pen, pencil, inks, drawing just every tiny detail of everything you see in nature. So I always did that. But this, I just have spent the last couple of years working with alcohol inks and some watercolor.
So how did you end up going down that path? Is that just something you did on your own, or was there some sort of gateway workshop involved somewhere along the line?
Yeah, I mean, I did take a lot of like drawing classes from Boyd Schaefer, you know, back in the day.
And, oh, yeah.
And just, you know, learned a lot from him. And I took, I don't know, maybe 3-4 years ago, took an alcohol ink class and loved it, because like when I draw, everything is so exact and precise and like architectural. And so this was like wild and free. And so that was really, really good for me to let go. And, you know, I still try to control it and get some exact things in there. But yeah, it just made me a little bit more wild.
Sounds like maybe a bit of a battle between right brain, left brain there, the naturalist drafter versus...
Right. Yeah. So it's good for me. And then because I've been doing that, I'm way more willing to, you know, paint. It gave me a bunch of confidence, I guess. And so, like, I do watercolor way more free than I used to, you know, where I was going for exactness before. And so, yeah, set me free a bit.
So the exactness, is that, do you think, is that just part of your personality? Or does that, because that seems to go hand in hand with nature drawing, right? I mean, it's almost trying to illustrate so as perfectly as possible. So is this like a chicken and the egg thing? You're drawn to that because personality traits or...
And I love detail, you know, like if you look at a birch tree, you know, it doesn't look like, when you study it closely, you see so many colors and weird shapes that you don't notice when you just glance at a tree. Mm-hmm. But that's what I like to get, is that tiny stuff.
Okay. So it sounds like an interesting development for you to maybe let go a little of that control.
Yeah, yep, exactly.
Nice. Okay. So Alcohol Inc., what are some of the pluses and minuses? What are the challenges? What are the fun parts that keep you engaged?
Well, the challenges is that you can't control it, but you can learn techniques to manipulate it, to get it to look more controlled. And I like the watercolor look of it.
And you certainly get a lot of color vibrancy out of that, too. Some really nice, saturated, which whereas watercolor, yes, it's tough to get that really saturated color in there. But this is maybe...
Right. The real vibrancy. Mm-hmm. I love color.
So the piece that you donated for us is a crow or a raven?
It's a raven.
It's a raven. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. And I've been painting quite a few ravens, or drawing as well. I read a whole lot about ravens and, you know, and discovered they were like been around for 3 million years or so, you know, and then culturally, it's like every culture has had a raven story, you know, be it the death bird or the bringer of light. It's even like a Noah's Ark in the Bible. They talk about the raven, and it's just a powerful. So I called my piece The Great Mystery.
Nice. You were able to get an awful lot of color. I mean, you'd think raven, black, okay, well, shades of gray. But no, this is quite the colorful panel that you have. It's really beautiful and striking.
Yeah. I mean, if you break apart black, it's like practically every color is within it.
Mm-hmm. And you managed to get quite a bit of detail and texture in there. Again, you think black's got to be just about the hardest to try and bring out much detail, because the tendency is for it to just go muddy. And there's some of those intricate featherwork and stuff that you have in there is really interesting to see you manage to do that while working in the realm of black.
Yeah, it's just a, you know, technique, and to get the more detailed like that is, you know, more of a dry brush, so you don't get as much interaction between the inks.
Ravens, of course, big cultural icons and subject of an awful lot of artwork. Coming from the more naturalist side of things, of course, you're trying to document all those precious little details exactly as you see them. But then I'm wondering if there's the more artistic side of you that's enjoying the freedom of the ink process that is allowing yourself maybe to explore character or trying to evoke some sort of mood in your pieces, or are you still feeling pretty bound by the naturalist,
approach to things? It's like totally set me free with a flow that I feel but hadn't really created much before, because I was so focused on exactness. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, it took me out of that exact stuff. And so now, like when I pick up watercolor, I paint more like the inks do, where before I wouldn't have done that, because I was always going for the exact, like taking these inks, you know, or watercolors and doing some flowing here. It's awesome how it works. That was what I used to struggle with, because it was more like, you know, I'm an architect. So yeah, so it is. Yeah, it set me free in a lot of ways.
Yeah, the raven certainly seems to have a little personality about him.
Some flow to it, yeah.
Are there things that you would like to continue to explore artistically?
Gosh, probably everything. You know, it's like there's never enough time to learn everything that you want to do. I'm constantly looking at different classes that are out there. Yeah, time. I mean, if like I had an endless life and I was free to explore, I would do everything. Oil painting is not something I've done more than like twice, you know, so that is something I want to explore. Acrylics I use plenty on top of like some of the drawing and, but yeah, oil is not something I've ever done. So that interests me, because I've seen some beautiful work. But I also, because I do such detailed drawing, you know, just pen and paper, I would love to get into printmaking. with that.
Yeah.
I've never done it. I see some amazing stuff. And, you know, and that goes for, you know, the detail and the fine lines. So that is something I've been kind of keeping an eye out if there's anybody local that is going to be teaching anything like that. So that's one thing. I guess I want to do a little bit of everything.
So hopefully a better chance of having actual workshops and people being in same rooms at same times here in the future now that we're turning a corner a bit on COVID. And I'm curious what art has been like for you in the last year with quarantine and with everything that's going on in the universe. Did you find art was a distraction or a relief or a comfort for you, or were you needing to kind of take a break and just not feeling very creative?
No, I got extremely creative. I took this work that I do and I made and painted a huge backsplash for my kitchen and or the kitchen for our B&B. You know, and I painted our log house in it and our log cache and, you know, fireweed and birch. And so I mean, I realize COVID has been a really tough deal. Personally, staying home, I thrived. It's what I always want the most in the world is to just stay home and do some of the things I love to do. So I got extremely creative in the past year.
Nice. Where do you find your inspiration? Is it just from, you know, realism looking around you, or does it come to you in other veins as well?
Yeah, yes, on, you know, realism. I mean, look at what we see. Look at our amazing winter skies and, you know, all the different colors we have outdoors. You know, but like when I paint something, I think about those items and I send like, you know, good wishes and love and strength. And, you know, it all goes into each thing that I paint. I know that sounds kind of weird, but that's how I do it. You know, and people, their bravery, their struggles and achievements. I mean, all of that's in there. I mean, you have to really, really feel something to want to put it down.
Yeah, I was going to ask if it's just, you know, assemblages of shapes and colors that interest you, or if there is some, you know, spark of personality or...
A lot of it is like, you know, gratitude for the beauty, you know, and appreciating it. And it's just life, color, beauty, nature. It's like so huge. And if I don't do something with it, it's almost so beautiful that it's overwhelming. And therefore, I have to, like, capture bits of it and put it down.
Nice. Okay. So in your history with art, something I'm asking everybody here, because I'm always kind of curious where the development is between, you know, someone who's playing around with some ink or some paints or some pencils and someone who feels like, you know, they identify themselves as an artist. I'm wondering if you recall, at least, what were the circumstances and when did you kind of have that shift about yourself?
Okay, I recently read through a box of some really, really old journals. And where I am right now, I realized I was at when I was 18 years old, before kids, marriage, houses, jobs, careers, and everything took over, you know, and during all those years, I had to squeeze in these things I liked. Mm-hmm. But it depleted me eventually, and I had to return back to this core of what I really am. I never considered myself some great artist, but now I have an artist soul, and I always have. And so in the past year, before pandemic, I had left my day job to just do some art and some writing and some music. And, you know, and then pandemic happened and it all fell in. And now it's like, you know, artists are always practicing and learning new things. But I do consider myself an artist, where before I was in my youth and then I kind of lost it for a long time. Although I always sketched and everything, but now it's like, You know, I have an artist soul. There's no doubt.
So is that what you would consider being an artist then? Because there, I mean, there's lots of different metrics you could
You
pick,
bet.
Right? It's like being quote unquote successful, whatever that might mean. You sell X number of pieces for X number of dollars, or it could be you spend X amount of time painting, drawing, doing music, whatever it is. But what does having an artistic soul mean to you?
That it's not really a choice. It's, you know, you're born that way and you have that need to capture and share, you know, to try to take like what you feel and put it in other people or allow them their own experience with it. That's what I think of as an artist soul. You know, it's like I don't have an art degree. I have a degree. And during that degree, I took a lot of art, but I can't say, wow, I have a master's in art education or anything like that. But I have a need to create art.
Well, I think that will definitely qualify you then. And you do some beautiful stuff. Are there other places that people can find your work? Do you have a website? Do you sell your stuff somewhere locally?
I have a Facebook page. I'm in the process of creating a website. I sell almost every Wednesday at the park in Soldotna. I have sold at Artsy Junkin and taught a lot of classes there. Of course, the pandemic took that to a roaring halt. Hopefully that'll pick up again soon as more folks get vaccinated. Mm-hmm. But Wednesday Market is a for sure thing, or Journey on Packlight Facebook page.
Well, thank you so much for donating. It is a beautiful piece. It's very charismatic and very colorful.
Very,
and it's not something you're just going to walk by and not catch your eye. So it's a lot of fun.
Good.